Blog Talk Radio.
All of these things I've been wanting to tell you, but God only knows what's in store for me.
Corey's been on my show many times, love his music, and he is here today with Charlie, special guest on the Who Magoo, talking about I Saw Mummy Kissing Santa Claus, the new release that came out yesterday. Good evening, guys. Hello, everybody.
Hey, Tom. How you doing?
Super. Thank you. Thank you, man. Great to get in touch and talk again on the show. Hi, Charlie. Charlie's in part of the song, so it's a family show. God bless you, everybody. Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Sure. Tell us a little bit about how that all came to be. Did you see Santa last year, Charlie? Is that what happened? So you had to join in, get Dad to get this rocking?
Yeah.
Yeah, basically what happened is we've been playing that song for the last couple of years, actually. We've been out doing some shows around Christmas time the last 2 years, and we started playing that song locally at a couple little places, and Charlie would come out, and she'd join us and sing in at the end, and we'd do a couple more songs. Of course, there's the original we did 2 years ago, Burning Bright at Christmas Time. She sang
great
harmonies on that, and we did that. We recorded that right here at home, actually, with my own studio gear and stuff, and we do that one, and then this new release, I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus, and then we did one more. What was the other one? Santa Claus Is Coming to Town. We would do that one live, too.
Wow, what a great show. What a talented family the Coons are. The musical. Does Mom sing, too? Is she involved?
She does, actually. She probably doesn't want me saying that, but she does, and she's a little more shy about it.
Well, one thing I really need is I saw the video of I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus, and I believe you guys were playing the drums, or not the drums, but the jingles and stuff like that. Was that not true? Is that Charlie? Was that her mother, or was that you doing all that little extra song stuff?
Yeah, Charlie does some of that live, eh, kiddo?
Yeah.
She'll do that when we do some shows. She'll shake the Christmas bells, and then we do that between each other, and we try to record stuff when we can, and of course, she does all the the backing vocal part and the lead singing part at the very end, too. So.
Mm-hmm. It is very special. Do you sing in school? Are you part of the school chorus, too, Charlie?
I don't really, like, sing at the school. I just, like, I don't really know. Like, sometimes when I'm, like, doing my own, like, drawings and on my desk, sometimes I'm, like, kind of humming a tune, and then when my dad looks at me, I just look at him, and then I just stop humming, because then he's going to be like, what you humming?
That's really great. That sounds like a song right there, sir. That's a great idea, watching her hum and learning as she goes, exploring.
Singing something or playing like a beat to something or whatever. She's always doing something.
Oh, that's really magical. Yeah, listening to everybody learning music and the beats and all that, it's always a fun time, and especially with the Christmas songs, because the Christmas brings up, of course, the child and everybody, but all the children enjoy it too, you know, all through the ages, and you have like three of them now. Matter of fact, I do believe I have one of those other songs, but I'll have to get those two from you to play all the time all Christmas season here.
Yeah, well, I think you have the one from 2 years ago, the original, Burning Bright at Christmas. I think you do have that one. If not, I'll send it to you for sure. And the other cover song, we haven't recorded that one yet, so it's kind of at the shows we do that. So we have a show coming up next weekend. It's a local farmer's market and Christmas stomp, they call it, and it's like a farmer's market, and we'll do a little show near the end, and we'll do some Christmas songs along with a couple of my guys from the band will be out, and we'll do some other songs too, some originals and some covers and... Yeah.
Well, one thing that was neat is the video that you put together for the song. Now, that's quite a project just itself, to put the video together with the family and everything.
Yeah, it takes a lot of, like, patience, and which is sometimes, as my wife might attest to, that I don't really have when I'm working on my... So, I did that one basically with all the little footage we took of different things, and some trips last year to, like, Upper Canada Village where Santa was there, and then some studio footage from my buddy Mark Muir from Muir's Music Manor, who I've spoke about before, a great friend and an amazing guitar player and amazing producer, and he helped out big time with this song, too, and my good buddy Kevin played the cajon drum on the track as well. So we kind of stripped it down a little bit, too, you know, and did it that way and tried to get that sort of John Mellencamp feel that he did in the 80s with it, but just a little more acoustic flavored and stripped down sort of too. So, but as far as the video goes, I mean, it's I just put together what I have and I do the best I can with the footage, and it's kind of tedious, you know, trying to get that stuff all together, and I like it to line up perfectly, so it takes me quite a while to get things happening.
Well, that's the other creative part of what you guys do, so I really appreciate that. That's really a great video. Speaking of that, let's get to that. Oh, by the way, do you have snow up there in Canada, Ontario way, these days?
We did, and actually the last few days we had quite a bit of rain here, and it's melted away. We've had really warm temperatures, like 8, 10 above Celsius, which would be like, what, 20, what's that, in Fahrenheit, 35, 40 degrees? No, what's 32 is freezing, 40. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, something that could be probably 10 degrees Fahrenheit. No, more than that. I'm lost here in my conversions.
I always double it and add 32. That's
exactly.
Like it's in, somewhat in the ballpark. Within 5 degrees. That's what I do. So, yeah, you're looking at about 48. It's something like that. Oh, that's too funny. But, yeah, that's some cool stuff, my friend. Let's get to the song right now. Featuring Corey Coons again, featuring Charlie and the family and everybody. I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus. God bless. We'll be right back. Thank you. Oh, this is so cool. Thank you again, guys. And that's Charlie taking us away right at the end. Charlie, with your nice little smooth vocals to polish the song. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Again, my friend, Corey Coons, my guest today from Ontario, Canada. I'm based in the Milwaukee area. We've chatted many times the last 3-4 years, you know, on the show. MTS Records. Let's talk a little bit about Michael Stolfer and MTS Records and the awards that you've had in the last couple of years, because I've been kind of on the health end, but I know you did the Josie Awards, and you got a lot. And you got the Mafia Radio. See, I love it. I don't care who's playing you, man. It's just great to see you out there and get on the charts with the Mafia Radio guys. That's just, and a lot of them. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I mean, it's great. I mean, I keep in touch with everybody on Music Mafia Radio, and each time there's another single, I've just sent them the new single, too. So I'm sure, hopefully, you know, cause on Music Mafia Radio. We'll be playing it for some Christmas shows coming up, hopefully in the next month or so. And but yeah, I mean, it's been pretty cool. Obviously, with Michael and MTS, we're still rolling along. Every time there's something new, give Michael a shout, and we start working on some promo for it, and he does a great job. Obviously, as you know, you've worked with many of Michael's artists over the last couple of years, too, and it's just awesome. He's a great guy, and he does so much stuff for independent artists all over. So it's great to be affiliated with him still, and with the awards and stuff, I've been fortunate to be nominated the last, 3 years since we had the chance to go down to Nashville and Pigeon Forge, I should say, for 2019, for the first Josie Music Awards that I got to attend. And the family, Charlie and my wife, went with us. So, I mean, it's been pretty cool. I've got some nominations each year following. And so it's been pretty cool. I mean, just, trying to keep busy, keep things fresh.
Well, that going back to the tunes that I was going to play tonight, too. I mean, Share a Little Time is just all of them. Long Road, Dead Man's Dream, One Too Many, Twice Not Enough. I mean, that you recorded, I believe, 5-6 years ago out in California way, if I'm not correct. A lot of those stuff's reading about you, but those are some great stuff, my friend.
Well, thank you once again. Share a Little Time was recorded in California, and that was in 2014, so we're coming on close to 10 years on that, 9 years, I guess. And those other two singles you mentioned, Long Road, Dead Man's Dream, and Once Too Many, Twice Not Enough, they were recorded on the West Coast as well, but Ron Nevison, my producer that I worked with again on those recordings, he'd relocated to the Oregon area, which was Portland, which borders right on Vancouver, Washington, so we ended up recording the songs. For the most part, we tracked a lot of it in Vancouver, Washington, and then brought some of the stuff back and did it with Mark in his studio and sent some files back and forth with Ron and did it by way of technology and finished the record that way with him mixing it and mastering it back in out on the West Coast again. So that's how
amazing.
That all went.
That's amazing how you guys do that, play the little part and then you share it together. And then the master of the mixer, I mean, how valuable is that person in the part of it and everything?
Yeah.
And your music is always tagged correctly. I mean, on my end, see, when I play you guys on the Live 365, the 24/7 music I got, you guys get royalties on that. And it all comes from the, being connected with Apple and all that and having the right metatags. So I always appreciate that when I have that available.
Sorry,
for you guys. Oh, no worries. When I have that available and I see that when I look at the BMI charts, because I have all those things. And you got that all down correctly, the composer and all that. And I know you're getting a little bit of, credit, should I say. So I just think that's really cool.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, I mean, it's great to get it played.
Are you still there? We might have lost him. Are you still there, buddy? The Abominable Snowman might have showed up in Canada. I don't know. I'll tell you what we're going to do. Yeah, I'm right here. Okay, my friend. We're still there. Can you hear me now? Up there, up north? Up there? North, yay, hey. Oh, that fit in really good. You got to love that. I hear we have an accent here in Wisconsin, from what I hear.
Yeah. I think we all have our own little accents from wherever we're from.
That's always great to hear because the people that I talk out West Coast, and even I'm talking people in Romania on this forum and A.G. Weinberger, and and they would tell me that. So it's really cool to hear. All right, let's play one of your songs right now, and then we'll kind of wrap it up a little bit. We'll come on back and let's play Once Too Many, Twice Not Enough. Corey Coons, we'll be right back. Corey and Charlie and the family. Thank you.
Got a reason to believe your time has come, and you better hold out for number one. Even if the odds, they don't add up, you know you'll find your strength and rise above. Now you're ready to win. you better hold out for number one.
Right back. Oh, thank you very much, Corey Coons. You gotta love it. Once too many, it's twice not enough, but not enough for being on the show. Thank you again, Corey and Charlie and the family back here at Humahulu. Thanks for coming back on.
Thank you very much. Love coming on chatting with you. And Charlie's having a good time. So we're having fun.
That's good stuff. Yeah, we were talking about next time coming on using the Skype. But the Skype was more of the audio end I'm talking about with another service. But you never know. Maybe in the future we were talking, maybe we'll get the video figured out. But you're right, because it has to be centered correctly. And if it, you don't look right, it's like I just delete the whole thing.
It's all so good. I'm pretty flexible, whatever way most people want to try and do it. I try to accommodate it and just go with the flow.
Oh, I know. It's just funny talking about that because, yes, Charlie could show us all our little trinkets and all that fun stuff. So, again, Corey Coons tonight from Ontario, Humahulu here. Tom Garrett's on my end, chatting in Milwaukee with my friend. And, again, I also got to always say thanks for all the support. A lot of health on my end, but, you know, through your songs, staying in touch. I know you asked me quite a few times, anytime you had something going to chat on this interview part to the Humahulu, and I decided I just better get going and say hello to my buddies, and that's kind of why it spurred me to get a hold of you right away, buddy.
Well, I appreciate it. I mean, it's been a while, so I was kind of really looking forward to getting back out and chatting with you and some other folks. It's, you know, we haven't been in touch for a little while with some different things over the last couple of years, so it's always nice.
Yeah, and the Pack. You watch the Pack all the time? I believe you do.
I was just going to mention that. The last few weeks there, I kind of got a little disappointed in the last few games, so I haven't been watching them too much.
Oh, I know. It's the brutal times this year. Oh, they're having a hard time here in the Packer land, should I say. But it's just how it rolls sometimes. You have to take the bitter with the sweet. And who knows? Tonight we're going to do it.
They'll be on in another hour, so.
Yeah, yeah. It was a great time. It's 6:25 Central. The game's on in about almost at 7:15, I think, kickoff. So in a little bit. And I think it's going to snow out or it's going to be bad because it did in New York. I don't know if the Bears and the Giants were on today, and it was rainy and snowy and all such stuff like that. So it could be one of those fun games.
Maybe it'll be do them a world of good if it snows tonight, the Packers. Maybe they'll play good.
Yeah, let's hope so. But again,
I'm going to get there to Lambeau. I want to check out a game. Someday I'm going to fly and get there.
Well, you know, I can help you out with that. I can help you out with the seats. So I've been blessed in my family with some seats. So I can take care of you. If you ever want to let me know, we'll chat and set up a game for you.
That would be awesome.
That would be great stuff. And, yeah, I'm serious about that. It's always fun to be able to take new friends and anybody that you know. And, you know, everybody just to have the experience. We're like in 11th row. It's right down there on the Ice Bowl goal line, should I say. But so, yeah, that would be great, man. I'd love to help you out. And I always love that on Packer Sunday all through the years. You know, we always go Pack, and I always see Corey's involved and all that good stuff. So it's always fun.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
All right, my friend. Stay in touch. Let me know the new songs coming out, anything you want to chat about anytime. Have a great time next weekend at the Farmers Market. I believe you're going to be there playing a little bit, and I'm sure Charlie's going to be up there singing, huh?
I think that's the plan. We'll get her up for, you know, two or three Christmas songs with us, and she likes to rock out. So everybody's going to be interested in seeing her now that they've seen the video and stuff too, right? So they're going to want to see her sing.
Yep, lots to look forward to. Just the beginning.
Yeah, man. Well, you have a Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and all that stuff. And I'm hoping we'll chat again, you know, shortly after the New Year or whatever. And I'll keep you posted. I've always got new stuff on the back burner. Hopefully in the New Year we'll get back at some, working on some new music again and all that stuff. And I got a couple little things on the back burner, maybe some surprises for the New Year. Maybe a couple re-releases of some stuff, or maybe like a whole package. We'll have to see what happens here. So,
Oh, I love that. I love you got the 45s and the LPs and all that good stuff, because I think you got some signed copies, I believe I saw online.
Yeah, we've got just – I just did up a few signed copies of the Christmas single with the bonus track of Burning Bright at Christmas is on there too. So there's two songs on it, and Charlie and I will sign it. And, yeah, we'll have those available if anybody still actually listens to music on CD anymore. I don't know. Everybody seems to stream stuff all the time, and – it's pretty tough. I don't know. Hopefully people still listen to CDs and records and all that, but you never know.
Well, they will. They'll live on. They're going to find that Corey Coons 100 years from now, and they're going to play a little bit Long Road Dead Man's Dream. How you like that thought?
Awesome. Well, I appreciate it. Thanks for having us, and like I said, Merry Christmas and all that stuff, and keep in touch, man. Thank you so much.
God bless, buddy. Thank you. And that's what we're wrapping up with right now. Corey Coons, Long Road Dead Man's Dream, out Humagoo. God bless. Happy
miles today, saw the sky was gray. When I turned around, I could hear the sound of the pouring rain. Now it's all been said, the sun will rise again. Got no time to
going to rock you tonight. I'm going to play the rock and roll stuff a little bit tonight, too, on the Live 365 at whomagoo.com. That's whomagoo.com. So the music is rolling all the time, and these podcasts are up there, too. This is under the blog talk, but I'll put it on speaker or Spotify and iHeart and all those good apps right after this, too. So, all right. Let's tell you what. I'm going to do a double take. Let's play the song again. I saw Mommy kissing Santa Claus. Let's fix her up. Corey Coons and Charlie Coons, thank you kindly. Have a great night. Go Pack. Packers 32, Eagles 10. Peace.